The Garden Isle is still recovering from last year's devastating floods, but today's reality check looks at what some community members have taken on to educate visitors to the island. This morning, we're reaching out to Honolulu Civil Beat's Alan Perichini. Good morning.
Hi, Catherine.
So tell us about this story you have.
Well, the recovery from the storms of April 2018 on the North Shore has been slow, and slower than many people would have liked. And finally, the road was reopened last month, but there's some question about whether the road was really open or really ready to be open. And that's because there are three one-lane bridges that were being replaced. This really has nothing to do with the storms. It's two different projects. There was the storm damage that closed the road, but at the same time, they had to replace three one-lane bridges in order to replace yet another two one-lane bridges that fall after those. And that work is not yet complete. So the highway reopened from the storm damage, but you still can't drive in unimpeded fashion from one end of it to the other. And that has led to a great deal of concern among residents about whether the highway was reopened prematurely. And some of them sort of took the law into their own hands, almost a vigilante justice kind of approach, and decided to start stopping tourist cars, mostly obviously rental cars, that approached the area where the bridges are, and suggest to them that they turn around, or tell them that they weren't going to be able to park anywhere down the road, which isn't really true. And this has created a mess that may be worse than what it was trying to clean up. The Kauai Police Department, having initially sort of looked the other way when this started to happen over the 4th of July weekend, now says that these folks, if they do this again, would be subject to arrest or citation. So it's kind of a work in progress, and it's kind of a measure of community frustration that people would actually go out on the highway, tell cars to pull over, tell drivers that they aren't allowed to park where they are allowed to park. So it's an unfortunate situation, but it's one that, in typical Kauai fashion, has sprung up here.
Yeah, very curious. You know, you've got this rogue group that's doing this. Are they telling people, let's say, to park in areas so they will get ticketed?
No. Okay. They're telling them that the no parking zones probably are more extensive than they are. For example, at Lumahai Beach, parking, is as long as you pull your car completely off the road at Lumahai Beach, is legal. And the police have not been ticketing there if people are parking correctly. But the renegades, if you want to call them that, are trying to tell people that you can't park at Lumahai legally at all. And there are some other areas up there that are in the same situation. What this unfortunately conceals is that the real objective behind a lot of what was done on the road was to revise the way KA Beach and Hyena State Park operate, reduce the number of people who are allowed to go there by half or more than half every day, and create a shuttle system to get them there and back. So the And that it now requires reservations for parking at KA Beach and reservations to even walk into the park. And that's worked actually magnificently. The numbers of visitors at KA have declined enormously. The 900 per day maximum has not been exceeded. And that's related to the spirit of what the people who are active on the highway feel, that the entire area should be subject to those kinds of restrictions on access.
What does the Visitors Bureau have to say about all this?
The Visitors Bureau, having been silent for a while, has jumped into it in the sense that they are distributing a new flyer all over the island to car rental counters, concierge desks, any place visitors are likely to turn for information that explains what the situation is, what the status of the road is, where you can park, where you can't park, tells you that the parking fine as a result of a bill that went through the legislature last session or this session, sponsored by Representative Nadine Nakamura, increases the parking fines to $235, which is enough to get the attention of vacationers who previously, when the fine was just $35, would have just thought of it as a part of the cost of enjoying your day. But that now has changed, and the Visitors Bureau has, with a flyer and with some other activities they've been engaged in, is really trying to step up and make sure people understand what the situation is and what restrictions there are and what restrictions there aren't. It's sort of like a manifestation of the paranoia about over-tourism going to a new level.
Yeah.
Almost the pendulum swinging back in the other direction.
Yeah, that's a really fascinating situation that's developing there. Really appreciate your time, Alan.
Sure enough.
That was Kauai's Alan Parakini with today's Reality Check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.